corner in front of the south bank here for Chelsea. Mata, Terry rises, got his head on the ball then. Ramirez hits it into the roof of the net. And it's Wolves nil, Chelsea one. But it's picked up the loose ball by Jarvis. He dinks it in towards the bypass. Fletcher is almost there. Yes! 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 It's Stephen Ward with the goal! Wayne Hennessy took the free kick. The ball bounced down to Jarvis. He chipped it into the penalty area. Fletcher was looking for his ninth goal, but he passed it back across. And Ward, he missed a header in the first half, but he makes no mistake with his left foot. Into the back of the net. And with 6 minutes to go, Wolves won, Chelsea won. Here's Lampard, 30 yards from goal, central to goal, but he's blocked out by Foley and Fletcher, but Torres getting it back down the left-hand side. Cole now will play it across, goal! And Lampard has put it into the Wolves' goal. I am absolutely gutted. Lampard just inside the six-yard box. Cole with the ball into the danger area. And Wolves have done so well to get themselves back into this game. But Chelsea have scored with 1 minute of normal time to go. Wolves 1, Chelsea 2.
I'm on self-harming mode at the minute, or harming something else mode, believe me. So, oh, I'm fuming. I'm absolutely fuming.
McCauley's gone with him. And now here's the ball laid back to Sermon. He takes it in the box, chips it back across. It is Sermon there with the shot. It was Houlihan with the right-footed cross. And Albion have been caught on the counter. And the former Wolves man has scored at the Hawthorns with 3 minutes to go to half-time. Baggies nil, Norwich one. It's going to be Shane Long against John Ruddy. 68 minutes gone. Penalty in front of the Brummy Road end. Shane Long steps up, shimmies, and chips it into the back of the net. 68 minutes gone. Baggies one, Norwich one. Here's another counter-attack, which Albion are going to be wary of. Grant Holt's got loads of space here on the left-hand side. Coming into the area now, he's got options inside the box. He's up towards the back post, and Morrison has headed it into the back of the net for the second time in this game. Albion have been caught on the counter-attack. It was a clearance from Norton as Malumbu shaped a shoot. Holt bombed down the left-hand side, chipped it to the back post, and Morrison with the header. Foster got a hand, but he couldn't keep it out. And with 11 minutes to go, it's Albion 1, Norwich 2. Lemmy takes a quick throw in, and here's Adam now playing it up towards the back post. There's Carroll, who gives Liverpool the lead. Wolves 0, Liverpool 1. Coming in field now, Bellamy, the Welshman inside the area, shoots, and Hennessy, well, got a hand to it, but not a strong enough hand, and it's gone into the bottom right-hand corner, and it's another goal for Liverpool. It's a hammer blow for Wolves, and on the hour mark, it's Wolves 0, Liverpool 2. Here's a counter-attack. Wolves have got plenty of bodies forward. They need to get them back now, because here's Kout. Here's Adam with a bit of space, 20 yards out, skips onto his right foot. Now here's Kout with the right-hand angle of the six-yard box, and it's 3-0, slots it comfortably home into the bottom left-hand corner. You can hear the boos ring round. And with 13 minutes to go, some fans are even leaving Molineux here tonight. It's been a real frustrating evening. And that, again, was 2-2 easy for Liverpool. Kout makes it Wolves 0, Liverpool 3. McCleary again, the tricky right winger by the right-hand channel, takes the ball and in towards the near post to Blackstock inside the six-yard box. And it's the struggling Forest who take the lead here at St Andrews. 29 minutes gone, Blues 0, Forest 1. Now here's a long ball by Much for King in behind the defence again. Keeps it in play by the byline, past Ella Kobe. Now here's Burke, infield on his left foot!
Yes!
A goal from Chris Burke! They've been putting the pressure on, they're back in this game. It's 1-1 after 56 minutes. McCleary now picking up a loose ball, crosses it in to the box, and now Blackstock! He's got his second of the game. It's been all Blues in this second half, but McCleary again the provider, and it's Blackstock again the goal scorer. The ball came in from the right-hand side. Blackstock got a touch, but took it away from the Blues defence, and it was then just a free shot at goal. Myhill had no chance, and Forrest are back in front after 63 minutes. Blues 1, Forrest 2.
You've got to give Forrest credit. They came, put in a dogged performance. They defended very, very well in numbers when they needed to, and we didn't have that quality in front of the goal to finish them off.